Good morning. It is January 12th. I'm Steve Smith, and I'm joined now by Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. Hello there, Joanne.
Good morning, Steve.
And welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. A lot of theater stuff starting up. Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Leading Ladies. That begins its run tonight, and it will be on stage through Sunday, January 28th. This one sounds pretty fun. It's a comedy featuring two down-on-their-luck Shakespearean actors, and they hatch a plan to pose as a wealthy dying lady's long-lost nephews. However, trouble and hilarity ensue when the men discover that the old lady didn't have nephews. She did have nieces. You can go to scctheater.org for more information on Leading Ladies. Again, that gets its run underway tonight at Community Theater.
Also starting tonight, Shot in the Dark Productions presents The Last 5 Years, and that will run through Sunday, January 28th. Now, this musical explores a 5-year relationship between Jamie, who is a rising novelist, and Kathy, who is a struggling actress. Now, Kathy's story is told from the end of the marriage, while Jamie's is told starting from when the couple first met. It's a delightful show directed by Wayne Bloom, and there's a lot more information at shotinthedarkproductions.org.
So it was a twisty something or other happening in Shot in the Dark Productions, it seems.
Always, yes.
The East Cheap Theater, which is up at Northwestern College, they are presenting Wit, and that run also begins tonight. That'll be at 7:30, and it's also being performed tomorrow night, January 3rd, tomorrow afternoon and evening. There's a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow and a 7:30 performance tomorrow. All of those performances will be at Northwestern College. In the play, an intensely rational English professor is diagnosed with terminal ovarian cancer. Through an experimental chemotherapy program, she comes to reassess her life and her work with a profundity and humor that are transformative for both her and the audience. For more information, you can find East Cheap Theater Collection on Facebook.
Closer to home, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center is hosting an Artful Encounters program on Saturday, and that's at 1 o'clock. Kids will learn how art played a role in the Lewis and Clark expedition, and they will make their own pictographs. They'll also learn about the Encounters mural, created by Henry Payer Jr. from the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska. That event is free and open to the public. More at SiouxCityLCIC.com.
Les Hills Wild Ones is partnering with the Master Gardener Program at ISU Extension and Outreach to share the webinar, Making Landscapes Work for Wildlife. And that'll be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. The webinar will cover how landscapes in Iowa have changed, the benefits of native plants, and how to make habitats for birds, butterflies, and other living creatures. Now, this website is kind of long and it's got a lot of dots in it. It's wildlife.extension.iastate.edu.
I bet you could Google that too if you wanted to and find it if you couldn't quite get all of that long.
A lot of dots.
It's a lot of dots, Steve. Closer to home again, the Betty Strong Encounter Center will present Opera Houses of Iowa with Richard Poole. That's going to be on Sunday at 2 p.m. Poole's richly illustrated presentation will visit numerous small-time Iowa opera houses, and there were quite a few of them, and some large performance spaces, including Sioux City's PV Grand Opera House. Of course, Richard, a longtime professor at Briarcliff University, has since retired and has done quite a bit on the opera houses with research. More on that, lcic.com. That event, again, free and open to the public.
And spoiler alert, the PV Grand Opera House burned down.
Yes, that is true.
I hope I didn't ruin that.
But it didn't like
for Dr. Poole's presentation.
It didn't burn down last week, so we got that going for us.
Okay, if you still have an undecorated Christmas tree and you're looking to turn it back to the earth, they are still accepting those at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center. However, this is the last weekend, the last day to drop off your recycled, undecorated Christmas tree, or pre-recycled, I guess, undecorated Christmas tree is Sunday. The Nature Center will chip them up and use them to cover the trails. If you'd like more information about that, you can go to woodburyparks.org.
Another opportunity at the Dorothy Pico Nature Center a snowshoe hike, and that's going to be on Thursday, January 18th. That's at 3 in the afternoon. Snow totals must be greater than 4 inches to go snowshoeing, so we'll have to see what the weather brings. Otherwise, the outdoor activity will just be that hike. Lots more on this event, woodburyparks.org.
That would be like a regular shoe hike.
Regular shoe hike.
There is 1 week left to see Crafting Tradition Oaxacan Wood Carvings, and that is currently at the Sioux City Art Center, currently for one final week. The wood carvings from the Mexican state of Oaxaca are part of a tradition of creating folk arts and crafts. The collection of fantastical creatures is on display through Sunday, January 21st. For more information, go to SiouxCityArtCenter.org.
The Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department has announced that the outdoor skating rink at Leif Erickson Park is now open. It's available for public use during normal park hours. Those are typically 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. If you need particular information on that, you can call the City Parks and Rec Department at 279-6216, but keep an eye on the weather. Bitter cold probably isn't a great time to go out and ice skate.
We might get into the 20s on Sunday.
Okay, that's we got that going for us.
Yes,
then.
Yes, we have that, and Cone Park, they're open. There's a lot of winter opportunities. It's just been too darn cold to get outside and
it
enjoy a lot
of
them.
Yeah, that bitter recently. Cold is hard on everybody.
And finally, the Neighborhood Network Associations and the Sioux City Parks and Rec Department are offering a family-friendly night of fun on Thursday evening from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Long Lines Family Rec Center. So even if it is 20 below zero, you can still get inside at the Long Lines Center. There will be snacks, rock climbing, education booths, tables, games, and more. And if you'd like more information about that, you can find it at sioux-city.org. And that's it for this edition of Cultural Continuum. You can always find more information on our website under the Community Calendar heading. You can also hear podcasts of this show. It's on our website at kwit.org, also on our mobile app. And if you'd like to contribute something, if you'd like to hear us talk about stuff on Cultural Continuum, if you have an event you'd like publicized, just email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Wishing you an excellent weekend. On behalf of my co-host Joanne Fox and executive producer Ali Carson, I'm Steve Smith. We talked about opera houses. We'll take things out with some opera music today.
Very appropriate.
It's the Flower Duet.
Lovely.
Think of spring.
Will do.
Music of Der Liebe.